is now with Jake and Max, one's pod, one's stack. Who's Who You Decide is now a guest on the side. Sometimes we scrum and sometimes we maul, but together we're going to bear all.
Bear all. Bear all.
Welcome, welcome back to the Bear All podcast. I believe we're on episode 2 of season 3. It's good to be back, Max. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm somewhat tired, defeated, but yeah, no, good. Very good, very honoured to be here as always. Can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, good. Well, I think we've got a good couple of guests today. I'll intro the first one, the weirdest one of the two. We've got a returning guest. We have Harry Randall, possibly the weirdest guy in the squad. I think we mentioned that in the last podcast. Terrible chat, terrible breath. Luckily, he sat the furthest end of the table. And I'd like Max to intro our other special guest, because it's an absolute pleasure to have him here.
We have the sincere pleasure and honour of welcoming Chris Spillam-Smith, the Commonwealth Cruiserweight Champ and European Cruiserweight Champ. Correct?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of politics involved, but yeah.
Oh, we'll elaborate.
That for now.
Yeah, we get into that straight away, or?
Oh, we can do if you want.
Yeah, let's go into the politics of that.
Well, basically, so I was Commonwealth British and European champion, and then had to vacate the British title because I had a mandatory challenger for the European and a mandatory for the British. Obviously, you're going to keep the European over the British, so European keeps your world ranking. So I vacated the British, then that was meant to get boxed for, and it didn't get boxed for ages. It has been now, but I'd had like 2 fights since then, so I could have like defended it a couple of times. And then I had to vacate the European because they ordered me against a guy I'd already beaten over 12 rounds, and I beat him on every round bar one on 2 of the judges' scorecards, and I beat him every round on the other judges' scorecard. It was a French guy, very one-sided fight. No promoter was going to pick that up for TV, but he was made my mandatory. So basically, I had to vacate and just move on, just aiming towards a world title. And that's the politics of boxing.
Oh, God.
In a wrap summed up in a very, short couple of minutes.
And that's normal in boxing.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Just jumping through hoops, left, right, and rebound.
Yeah, it's quite common where people have to vacate belts for certain reasons and stuff. So, yeah.
How are you anyway?
I'm good. I'm good. Other than everyone making me vacate my belts. It's actually been a while now, to be fair. No, but I'm all good. Hopefully the next fight will be the only belt that matters.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the same with world titles, though, as well, isn't it? Like, if you get an injury in that and you've got a manager challenger, you have to vacate your belt, which is
hopefully going to be why I get to box for a world title next.
Oh, really?
Well, I was hoping to fight the champion. He's injured, so now we're trying to get him stripped, basically.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So then I'll fight, one of the other top two contenders. And then the winner will, beat them, and then I have to fight the former champion.
Yeah.
And yeah, but that's, because it's an individual sport, injuries get in the way, and yeah, that's why fights are always getting postponed and belts are getting vacated. But yeah.
Interesting. Can I ask you a question? When you get your nickname, it's the gentleman. Yours is Chris the Gentleman Spillam-Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the gentleman.
So how does that? Who ordains you the gentleman? Do you sort of pick it yourself?
No, I think that wouldn't be very gentlemanly, right?
Yeah, no, I'd be like, I am the gentleman. Look.
No, I was in the gym and I think I'd had about 3 or 4 pro fights. And then we were trying to think of a ring moniker. And I didn't really have any ideas or anything like that. And then my coach, Shane McGuigan, came up with I think Christopher got a nickname for you. I was like, yeah, he's like, the gentleman. I was like, yeah, and I mean... fairly polite. I think I was just the most polite boxer in the gym. I think that's the only reason he maybe had my manners were slightly better than the other lads. But and then that was what he chose, and I quite like it because it's ironic because you can't be gentlemanly when you're punching someone in the face and trying to knock them out. So I like the irony of it as well.
Delightful. And that's
on
a good one.
Well, on that note, so what did you call it? The
gentleman.
Yeah, but what did you call it? The moniker?
Ring moniker.
Ring moniker.
Yeah, what would yours be?
I don't know. That's quite interesting. I didn't think of that. to start with.
The P-Hot.
I've got these two, so I don't know what mine is.
Yours would be
the P-Hot Laheith. Because obviously under this big exterior, his heart's about that big.
And then he thinks I'm a bit of a coward.
Absolute coward.
It's fine. It's okay.
And you've got Harry the Dog.
That's
Harry
through.
The Dog Breath Randall.
Harry the Dog. No.
And there's no irony in that at all.
Wow, he's gone straight. I like it.
I'm not quite sure.
What would you go?
Done.
No, I'd go for like, for Rands, it'd be something like
The Annoyance.
If it's boxing.
The Stoat. I mean,
in fact, I've got a nickname for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a nickname.
Come on.
Hard Hands Rands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard Hand Rands, yeah, nice.
I like that.
That's
like
very
that.
Good.
You've actually had a bit
he's
of a dust-up.
Experienced it first.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You he's two, because it's not your first time, you know, within the Bristol Bears environment. It's the second time you've come down to us. Last time you had a little bit of a dust-up with
yeah,
Rands.
I mean, I won't
quite call it a dust-up.
I mean, I stuck the pads on, and he hit the pads very well. You know, I was impressed, to be fair. I knew Rands... You know, James Moran told me he was a big boxing fan and he does a bit of boxing. So, we got the pads out.
I was nervous, very nervous.
I don't think you're nervous because of me, though. You're more nervous because you had the whole teammates.
It was quite intense.
To be fair, though, you did get all the combos right. Like, decent.
We did, actually. Yeah.
Did you prep that before?
No, not even. Not even.
It's a bit tense.
Just on the spot. Yeah, literally.
Literally met him.
It was on the spot and...
Just nailed it.
There it was.
Would you reckon you'd be like a outside guy? Like, would you be like sitting behind the jab, or would you be like a peekaboo, Mike Tyson?
I don't know if I could sit behind a jab. I'm quite small. I'd have to try and get on the inside a little bit, wouldn't I? Because like I'm like 73 kilos now.
Yeah.
Wait, like
so you'd probably cut down to at least a welterweight.
That's like Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
And like, his reach is like. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm just saying that.
Like 5'6".
Yeah, he's about 5'9".
That's what I mean. I'm getting nowhere near him, am I?
Like,
I've got to get
fast feet,
inside.
Get inside, just go through him.
Yeah, nice.
What would you go for?
Rands Mayweather.
Yeah.
Come on. Coming to the screen near you soon.
Exhibition fight.
Hell of a payday.
What would I do?
I know what technique I'm going for.
What would you go for?
I'm going just straight in, early, close. I'm doing
overhand right.
Simpson.
Oh, just take all the shots, wait for him to fatigue.
Yeah.
So I'm just taking shots left, right, and rhubarb, but I'm outlasting him.
Right.
Okay.
I reckon. So.
I don't think I can afford to take any more shots, mate. Yeah.
You're not coming out alive.
No, I'd be peekaboo, mate.
Yeah.
I'd just be trying to just sit behind an uppercut, just go for it, test out the defences.
Who do you reckon's the tastiest?
I'd be over in three rounds. Get me out of there.
Yeah. Who's about?
Yanni Pacquiao, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they call him.
Yeah. He loves it. He's got the right noises for it as well.
He knows his stuff.
He loves his boxing.
He
knows his stuff.
He's the pugilist.
He's always on the pads, isn't he, with the lads.
Running. I've seen him on the pads with Big Daddy a few times. I don't think Big Daddy.
Big Daddy ain't got it. Big Daddy ain't got the movement, my guy. Just lack of rotation.
Yeah.
The left hook.
Yeah. Whilst we're on ring monikers, then, we've got to have a ring walk tune as well. What would your ring walk tune be?
Oh, what's yours?
Mine's Kano.
Do you ever change it?
Yeah,
always the same.
From my debut, I've had it. And now I have like AFC Bournemouth. There's a guy called Nonny who used to be in the stands and used to scream Red Army, like start the chant. And like he's been on FIFA and everything. He actually passed away a few years ago. And then I had a fight about 3 or 4 weeks after he passed away and I had him before my ring walk tune. So then the last few fights have been in Bournemouth. So I've had him chanting Red Army, and then like the whole crowd chants it, and then goes straight into Hail, which is by Kano, which is just made to be a ring walk tune, I think. It gets me pumped.
Yeah.
What's it like going out? Because you've had a couple of like home fights, haven't you? Like Bournemouth and that. And what's it like walking out?
Yeah, it's electric when you're at home. Like obviously my last two fights have been at home. The others have always been like. The one before that was Manchester. One before that was Sheffield. So, and then London, and behind closed doors during COVID and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean the one in the summer, the Isaac Chamberlain fight, that was just the first one at home. Epic week because it was in the summer. We did like the weigh-in and the workout on the beach. Everyone was in a great mood, and the fans turned out, and they made like I thought the atmosphere would be good, but like it was just 10 times better than I thought it was going to be. I remember I was waiting for my ring walk and I my opponent was ring walking first, and I was like, they were all singing just before his ring walk, and I was like, that's loud. And then like he started getting announced, and they all just started booing, and I was like, I don't really like booing, but in this situation, like, I'm going to accept it. And they just made an absolute racket. And then when I came out, they were just, crazy, absolutely crazy. Just that feeling is just, that's why I got into the sport. I went and watched my mate box as an amateur. There was about 20 of us there chanting his name. I was like, that must be wicked to have that atmosphere there for you. So I was like, I'm going to give it a go. I gave it a go, and then it sort of never looked back since. And then obviously to have thousands of people in your hometown live on Sky Sports, you know, chant your name, that was just, epic.
I can imagine.
Yeah, what were you doing when you were doing the amateurs then?
Like PTing or teaching boxing, taking boxing classes, earning absolutely no money whatsoever. Just
grafting.
Like, actually trying to get onto the Great Britain squad. Had a few assessments for them to try and go to the Olympics, but... basically, you have like three, like you have your assessments, you go through, you get three assessments, then you're on. But then, like, if you get accepted after third assessment, but there was two other lads, we all made it through to third assessment. And yeah, after that, I didn't get on, so I just decided to turn pro then. But I think it was a blessing in disguise, you know, since my career's gone since. One of the lads who got on went to the last Olympics in Tokyo, but. He didn't medal, but he's now, you know, similar age to me. He's like might have had about three or four fights now. But like, obviously, I'm on the verge of winning a world title, I'm very grateful for how it's panned out.
It's quite a strange one, boxing, I suppose, because you say like you're getting on, like you're almost like in your prime, like early 30s, aren't you? With boxing?
Yeah, it's
like,
an old man sport.
Like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, there's not too many like real young world champions out there. When you look at it, or is there?
I think it depends on the weight category. I think if you look at...
The heavier you go.
Yeah, the heavier you get, the longer you can go.
Yeah. It's like MMA, yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. You know, I think any weight governed sport is probably like that.
You could do all right with that.
Because it just takes too much out of you. But I think, yeah, if you look at like when George Groves first boxed Carl Froch, he was 24 and he retired at 30 in the end.
Wow.
Obviously, after eventually winning a world title... Doing well in his career, but I mean, at 24, I was a boy at 24. Yeah, do you know what I mean? He was at 25. He was selling at Wembley.
Yeah.
So that's just crazy to think that. That's mad. But yeah, I think it definitely depends how you look after yourself as well. You know, I look after myself.
Yeah.
Because I've had to. I think I bloomed late, as in I was quite a late bloomer in terms of physicality and stuff as well. So. Definitely feel like I'm hitting my prime now.
Nice.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
It sounds a bit similar to like
rugby.
Well, yeah, me and you versus
Rads is always like doing cool accelerations. Me and you are just chugging along like chugboats, just
diesel engine
chasing rucks.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
How many times have
just in the scrum, just getting our legs sapped?
How many times have you spewed on the pitch? Rands was doing it every other week at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was weird. But yeah, it's that sort of thing. Like,
I never asked that for that.
Compare the athletes, like.
Yeah.
That's
us
one.
Compared, like, well, as you said, like, we're like 32, 33.
Yeah, that's one beautiful thing about rugby, isn't it? We can share the field with a man of that diminutive stature.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, weird. Almost dangerous, actually.
And in all fairness, you've sat me down.
Well.
Has that happened?
Well.
I think we discussed it before. It's the worst I've been sat down ever. It was embarrassing.
No.
Yeah,
like when?
It was in a training session, wasn't it?
Were you here, Max?
It was like, when you start getting to the gauntlet.
Yeah, it was when it's literally like a 5x5 grid, like 5-on-5, full goo.
So you just got to like run it straight. And I'm like, obviously, I'm a bit of a cabbage when it comes to catching anyway. So I'm like slow to get the ball in hand and go.
Yeah.
I've literally caught it, and Rand's just like, height straight underneath me.
Oh, he's good at that.
He's not hitting me hard, but he's got me, and I'm on my toes now.
Yeah.
And he's driven, and I'm like trying to regather, and then I forget who it was latched on.
Yeah,
I was like, everyone forgets that part of the story.
Yeah, someone else no one needs to know.
And I got driven.
No one else is there.
Yeah,
I got driven back like 5-6 meters. I was like, "This kill me now."
Oh my!
Please swallow me up now. But yeah,
he's
a
ninja though.
Yeah, I know. So
the drill ended after that. Actually.
Yeah. Just like that's it. That's good.
Pat went, let's just call it there, lad.
Yeah.
So again, there we go. It doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
Yeah.
Who would you have in your corner from the squad? Yeah, pick what, 3 to 4 lads?
3 to 4.
One of them's technically the bitch. So you got coach, so coach, assistant coach. Then you've got cutsman, which is the job I want. Yeah, and then you've got stool boy.
Yeah, I reckon safe cutsman, safe hands. Hey.
Really?
We don't want someone shaking.
You want these precise little nimble fingers.
Yeah,
the Yanni would be the head coach. Yanni would be the head coach, wouldn't he? Seems he knows his stuff.
Solid.
Yeah.
I don't know who'd be assistant coach, though. Like,
for you, Rans.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be the next guy.
No.
Yeah, I'd be like Yanni and Rans are my coaches.
Like, actually, like, is he telling you, like, do this, do that? Or is he
actually, no,
like,
I'd go Yanni and Genji. Yeah, nice.
Be, like, the emotional, like,
yeah, I'd have Genji I'd just screaming at you. Yeah. Yanni's giving you some technicals.
Yeah, yeah.
Genji's just screaming
absolutely
at you.
Mad, yeah.
Do not! Just, like, making you crazy.
Sometimes that's bad, though.
Yeah. No, it just fires you up too much. Yeah, yeah, you want to be treating it like a problem.
Especially
yeah,
you've got, like, 3,500 people there chanting your name already. You're pretty hyped.
Oh, yeah, you're too weird already. You're too adrenal.
So maybe you need a calm soul. So who's a very calm?
Who's the yin and yang? Chris Vui.
Yeah, maybe he's too far.
Yeah, I think that's the
too chill.
Who's
no. All good. Yeah.
I don't know.
Easy, bro.
Who are you picking? You need, like...
Yeah, but Genji's also, I reckon he's got some techniques as well.
I think if you were going to go, you probably have Genji and Yan, like, separate heads. Like,
yeah.
Head coaches.
Yeah, yeah,
know?
Yeah, fair.
I don't think you'd need both.
My cut
you need
guy.
Like a set, you need like an assistant.
Jeffers would be my cut guy. I just feel like Jeffers would just get would be.
I'd have Joycey as my cut guy.
Oh what? Yeah,
yeah. Because I just think he's just a bit grotty. Just no, what I want someone yeah, who's just is, seen the like... world. Bit like I don't mind if he just spits. Get rid of it. Go. Get out there. Do you know what I mean? I just need a bit of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's like just fast it up. Get going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
You know what I mean? Because I think Jeffers would be trying to do like
a bit too, like too.
He's
nice
got the ones. He's got a medical guy. He's got his
yeah.
His
but
notes
I feel like he'd
course.
Take care of you.
Yeah, but you don't need that sometimes, especially you. You need pat on the ass and get going. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. You know what I mean? But yeah.
And then you need someone who's just carrying the stool. And I'm gonna say it, probably Fitzy. Just scout. Yeah. Just get the stool ready.
Yeah.
He'd probably still mess it up.
It's actually harder than Lennox getting the stool in the ring because the amount of people
hit a rope or something.
Like the best thing to do is grab it like legs facing you, put the seat bit through the under the bottom rope between the bottom rope and the ring, and then stand it up. The amount of people I've seen put it through the one above
way.
Legs first, so they catch the leg on the rope, and it's like, oh my god, what's going on here?
We're ready. We know the secret now, though.
You know, I'm telling you, it would be awful. Like Ed Holmes.
Oh, no, 100%. He would just break the chair
he
before he got on there.
He'd probably hit you with it on the way in as well.
Yeah, just end you.
Yeah, that sounds like you're trying to think who's... Yeah.
I got a question for you, Chris. What are your thoughts on this whole, like, YouTube boxing?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great question, Rand.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like Jake Paul, they've confirmed they're fighting now. They torn, but I just doesn't appeal to me at all.
I get like, cash, it doesn't.
Oh, mega cash, but like
boxing's a business, mate.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And to me, it's great because like, I think there's so many boxers who hate it, and I get boxing fans not liking it because, but then don't watch it.
Yeah,
don't really have a say on it. Like they're not. I think the issue is like Jake Paul's calling out like Canelo.
Yeah.
And like, so like a bit like, mate, you haven't actually boxed a boxer yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now he's boxing a boxer in Tommy Fury. If that fight goes ahead, I'm still skeptical of that.
Yeah, same.
Because I watched the face off the other night. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was on the. They did like an announcement of it in the yard.
And he was videoing his shoot.
Perturbia card. And I thought Jake Paul looked scared, to be honest.
Really?
And like, well, I mean, I don't know why Tommy had his shirt off, but.
Yeah.
That's a bit random. There it is.
Oh, that's it.
There it is. So, I think...
The body language there, you're right.
Jake Paul for this.
Yeah, that was in Wembley Arena.
He was saying he wanted him to, like, shake his hand on the bet that they'd change his surname if he lost to him.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, it was like...
No longer a Fury.
It'd be like Tommy... Mason.
I saw a video as well, like Tyson Fury. Jake Paul was doing an interview in like a back room and Tyson Fury walked in and like he absolutely shit his pants. He's like, oh, you're right. Like, and Jake Paul's like, honestly, I thought he was going to kill me.
No, I think... Look, I think the whole YouTube thing is good for for even people like me, because they're more people talk about the sport as a whole.
Yeah.
If they watch that and they watch a bit, you know, 5% of the fans come over, then that's good for the sport. And people getting annoyed by them making this money when they're making money off, they make money off anything they did. Yeah. If they went and they started a rugby team, they'd make money off it because people go to watch them, not because of the rugby, because it's them. They're their own brand, right? Yeah. And they can do whatever they want. They could go and sell toilet paper and loads of people will buy it.
It's true. It's how mad is that?
Does that help boxing, like, say, like boxers, for example, their, like, purses and stuff, because, like, they're, like...
bumping up the value.
Yeah, it does. Do you know what I mean?
I think so. In a way, but I think it teaches us boxers that it's a business and it's like
it's about how you brand yourself. Yeah,
I'm not one to trash talk. Sometimes I wish I did because I probably paid a lot more.
Yeah.
I think it's just about you're learning to market yourself a bit better. I think that's important. I think that's what they do really well. Power to them. You know, they're not taking money out of boxers' pockets, and I think that's what people think is happening because they're getting paid millions of pounds to fight each other, these YouTubers, most of the time. But they're not taking money away from my purse by doing that. Do you know what I mean? They're just, that's just another boxing event, another payday for the sport. I think, you know.
Where would all their fees come from then? Pay-per-views?
Yeah, ticket sales and pay-per-views. And
sponsors.
The sponsors and the events. And the purses that go through the roof is all, you know, we based around pay-per-views, but they get some of the biggest pay-per-view buys. And that's the end of the day, the eyes on the sport is what brings in the money, right? Yeah. I think fair play to them. And who knows? I mean, they're both, Jake Paul's my weight, so he beats Tommy Fury and he wants a world title shot.
Is he your weight?
Yeah, he's a cruiserweight. He's actually like, because the weight difference between light heavyweight and cruiserweight is 25 pounds.
Okay.
It's the largest gap in the whole sport.
Yeah.
So it's 175 pounds to 200 pounds. And he's about a 190. So.
Okay. Yeah. Got you.
In that category.
How tall is he?
6'1", maybe.
He's
not a massive bloke, but.
How good is he, really? Yeah, do you think?
Do you reckon you dish him up?
It's always impossible to tell, though.
Don't ask stupid questions. Do you reckon you dish him up? Do not insult the man.
We can get exclusive. Do you reckon you dish him up? Because I'm putting money on him dishing you up.
Was that because you share the same name?
Yeah.
Jake Power.
Go after it.
No, I'd definitely dish him up. 100%.
Do you reckon I could dish him up?
How long is your training camp?
I don't know. How long do you have? 8 weeks?
I mean, that's not standard training camp. What's your boxing experience like?
No. I slapped someone once when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think he's been doing it a little bit longer, so.
Yeah. Do you reckon he could do me at this weight, though?
Good question. All you got to do is survive for three rounds, put your weight on him, lean on him, tire him out. Take him out later, I reckon. 10-rounder, definitely take him out late.
You know, you say there's always a puncher's chance. I actually don't think there's that with Wally, though. I really don't think he's got a puncher's chance.
Why not?
Exactly.
I told you, this is the new. You might want to take this into your title fight. Okay. How are you defending against... I've got a new technique, boxer technique, the joust, yeah?
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so my...
Yeah?
Yeah, okay, let's see it.
You never drop this arm.
I mean,
some guys do that.
I mean, they never drop it, yeah?
Who does that?
Round it.
Like it.
Then as soon as you... Whack. Yeah. Done. What do you reckon? How are you fighting that?
I mean, to be fair, technically, it's illegal.
Oh, really?
You can't hold your hand out in front of someone's face. Like, you can't hold it arm out straight. So...
What's the reasoning for that?
Yeah.
Half-cocked.
Some people do that.
That's not going anywhere else. If I'm jabbing it, I'm leaning like that.
Okay. It's literally just stays at
Yeah, yeah, because you're never getting... You're never
locked out scats.
Have you seen me?
Oh, yeah.
I can take a few shots there. I can take a
just
few shots
the there. Side of a woolly mammoth.
You You'd be surprised, mate, after 10 rounds or, like, 6 rounds of taking body shots.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Toll, It is a weird one. But also, people do that sometimes, but you can just bat out of the way.
Yeah.
If you stood up and did that.
Yeah. Go on. I'm a bit scared now.
No, I'm not going to punch you off.
Max!
So you're there, yeah. Right? And your hand's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to go boom, boom, right over the top.
Didn't move me, though.
He wasn't trying.
Right.
Ryan's getting.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, so like,
I'm just constantly
there.
Yeah.
That. And then bosh.
Yeah, but I don't mind you punching me there.
No.
Yeah, but obviously I've not been in camp with it yet. Do you know what I mean?
No, you haven't
ironed out all the creases.
But that's how we beat Jake Paul.
Yeah.
End of.
I reckon.
So that's an easy win for Tommy Fury, yeah? Lads, what are your thoughts?
I think Jake Paul's a decent. He's improved a lot, and I think he's got the money and resources, and he's been grafting.
Yeah,
I respect him because he's like chucked himself in,
really gone for it.
And
yeah,
he's not just going, oh, I'm gonna have a fight and do a 6-week camp. He's probably been training all the time, and I think he's got previous background of boxing or kickboxing from when he was younger as well. But Tommy's obviously naturally a boxer, but at that weight category. People can punch, but I'd pick Tommy to beat him.
I've got another question for Chris. Does it appeal to you to fight in America? Because like when I think about, I used to watch like a lot of Ricky Hatton, and he had like, I remember speaking to you about this before. Like his fan base was like purely based around Manchester City. Like he built that fan base, and like that kind of resonates with you a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
sure.
And he loved fighting in America, didn't he? Like you go and like. Because he had this fan base, they'd all travel over with him, and it'd be like unbelievable. Is that like sort of?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got like Madison Square Garden is like a historic venue, and then obviously Vegas in more recent years is historic. AFC Bournemouth just been bought out by Las Vegas owner Bill Foley.
Oh, really?
He owns the Las Vegas Golden Knights ice hockey team.
Oh yeah.
There's
a little in there already.
There's an in there. Yeah. I'm up for it. Do AFC Bournemouth Stadium first,
and then
get over to Vegas and defend the belt over there. I'd love to box over there. I think for me, though, if I could box anywhere in the world, it would be AFC Bournemouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Just me, obviously, it's home to me.
Yeah.
So to fill a stadium, especially if I've got the chance to win a world title there, that'd just be epic.
Yeah, but isn't there something to be said for like fighting in like? Do you not like it when we go away and like play Welford Road, like we're down Welford Road? I love when you get hostile fans. I get something from it, hard out.
I'm the South.
Do you know what I mean?
First title one was the Commonwealth title in Liverpool against a Scouse lad. And I quite enjoyed that. Like I do like that side of things, but
I said, I
got into the sport because of atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so when that atmosphere's there for you, like it's something special. And yeah, I think just if there's an as long as there's an atmosphere, it's good or bad, like for or against,
it's just pure.
I'm bang up for it.
Yeah, I completely agree. You could just really feed off it. That's what makes me think we're in a simulation, by the way.
Yeah,
stuff
on,
like that.
Yeah, I think this might lead to another podcast, but go on.
No, like stuff like that where you can like absorb energy. Because you can't like just base it on like straight up science, can you? Like in terms of like grounded reality. Like the human being just absorbs weird wavelengths of energy, even things like the hive mind of a crowd, like baying for your blood or baying for your opponent's blood, and you're just galvanized to the like point of exaltation on it. Do you know what I mean? Do you get me?
I'm with you.
You know, this man definitely gets it.
Nothing explains that.
Yeah. I'm all for it. Oh, can we pull up his last knockout, please?
Yeah, because. Didn't you get like knockout of the round of the year last year?
I got Sky Sports knockout of the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh.
This is round one.
Is this the highlights? Is it?
This will be highlights. He came out flying, this lad.
Do you think if you brought in the joust, you could have done him in the first?
I don't think the joust would have helped against this lad. Yeah, and you'll see
he's
why.
He's in.
You'll see why in a minute. Step back. Bosh. That's the shot I did in the right uppercut.
Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember watching this. Absolutely hosing. Oh, God.
Quite scary to watch.
Like, yeah, no,
I've never knocked anyone out like that, right? So I went to celebrate. Shane comes and calms me down, like, mate, he doesn't look well. You need to calm down. So, yeah, I had to calm down and just hope he was all right. And thankfully he was.
I suppose very much like rugby in that sense, like kind of like a shortish career, isn't it? Boxing and like
sports.
Yeah. You're not really guaranteed to just retire from boxing and live a happy life, really, are you? Like,
I reckon
you're gonna have to go into something else.
I reckon 0.01% of boxers, maybe less, can retire and not have to work. Probably less than that. And then I'd say 98% have to go into a job like almost straight away after. The money's like everyone as soon as you're on Sky Sports, everyone thinks you're a millionaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Perfect example, in the summer I was headlining obviously my first show on Sky Sports, in my hometown, staying at a hotel. Walked back to the hotel after the public workout, and there's this family there, mum, dad, and a little girl. And like, oh, can our daughter have a picture? I was like, yeah, no worries. I'll just go inside because I have my bags on me. And they go, oh, is that your car? Points to this Ferrari. Is that your car, Chris? And I was like, no, that's not my car. I think at the time, what was I driving at the time? I was probably driving I can't remember what I was driving at the time, to be honest.
Some people say like they lose a fight during the week, do you know what I mean? With the mental stuff, the trash talk and all that. Like, do you really think that has like a big effect on like people's mental? Or
if
you can like proper get to someone, do you know what
I mean? Like, have you ever like been in a face off and looked in his eyes and gone, you're done?
Oh, or has anyone ever like rattled you like during the week? You're like, oh,
I don't really get rattled because I don't understand. Like, no one's got any dirt on me to properly rattle me.
The gentleman.
I think there it is. If they. I don't know, like, not like, and if they went like personal, I'd just be like, you're only doing that to try and get under my skin.
Of course.
So
yeah.
I'm not going to let you under my skin. I'm just going to beat you up.
Some boxers do like completely lose it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's a more like, that's why, like, you get a lot of like gym fighters, they call them, like, who are unbelievable in sparring, but they can't perform on the night, like, when it matters. If anything, I'm probably the opposite to that. Sometimes I've gone for a whole camp sparring terribly and then turn up on fight night and it's been all right.
Right, can we simulate a face-off right now?
Yeah, go for it.
You and Harry Randall?
No, that does not work.
It does work perfectly.
How does that work?
Because I'm going to need you to do it here, though, because we need it on that camera. Yeah. So how does it work? So do you go up to the camera?
I'm the home. Oh, you're the home fighter. We're in Bristol.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So you go over here. All right, we need to move out the way. Let's move out the way slightly.
Challenger.
I'm gonna be so bad at face-offs.
So how does this work? So you'd have someone in the middle. So would you tee up like towards the camera? Can I?
Hold on. You're here.
Let's get ready to rumble. This ain't gonna move. I'm after maybe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's you. We can't.
I can't do this there. Yeah. I'm gonna move. But.
So like normally, what you do is you do your weigh-ins, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes press conferences, they do it as well.
Yeah.
But you do your weigh-ins and then you'd have like photo, like say the weigh-in. Both go back.
Better that, flex in.
Trousers on because it's weird doing a weigh-in with just boxer shorts. As in like a photo.
Face off in your pants.
Just your boxers. Then you go to the camera and you just do like a standard boxing pose. And then you go, and then the cameras will go face each other.
All right, so you've done your weigh-in. I need your flex, your weigh-in flex. You're gonna do it at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, all right. So I'll be like the cameras. I'm the media man, yeah. Okay. So the camera's just down there. You can see it.
So the camera's left, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So all right. So hold on. You're gonna go.
He needs to be on that bit of tape because there's only two bits of tape on the floor that you stand on.
Do you rehearse this then?
No,
how puny does Rans look? Little child boy. All right, to the cameras, lads. Rans, is that your best to the cameras? Remember, you're trying to sell this fight.
Yeah.
Well, you want people to buy it and at least make it look like you stand a chance.
What's wrong with that, then?
There it is.
Yeah, Chris. Rans, can you get out the hole that you stood in, please? To the cameras, lads.
Yeah,
and how long are you holding that for?
Down.
Just stop talking, man. No one's talking. Hold on, Rans, can you... No, that's not serious enough. All right, face off, lads, please. All right, Rans, what's your go-to now? Because he's actually...
Scary.
Wait,
Yeah, like it's scary.
Now go again. Oh, you're going to mutter something.
I'm
tell
also
him.
Getting looked down on as well, and I'm.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, there's some that yeah, does
you know,
something.
You know what you do not? This is where you touch your forehead on his.
Yeah,
chin.
But I feel like. You're a tall
Max
cruiserweight.
Would be good at it, because his eyes.
Yeah,
like...
probably.
Yeah, cool yeah. No one will know where he's looking. No
yeah, exactly. I'll be all over the place. Can't even look at you square.
Face off now, lads. Please face off. All right, Chris, give him. You got a one liner for him now or something? Like, does his breath stink?
Oh,
too easy.
What if someone like goes for the dummy punch? Like,
you'd have to wear it. I reckon you're better off wearing it than flinching. You are not flinching.
Kobe Bryant mentality.
Take my chin.
Yeah.
Take...
I don't think they'd go through with it.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, it's assault. We're not in the ring now. It's assault. Bang. See you in court.
Tony Bellew and David Hay had it, right? Shane was training David Hay at the time, and they agreed in the press conference that to build the fight pay per view. So they literally said, I think Bellew was going to like push it. Give me a push. Create a bit more hype. So he's giving him a push and he's just whack and hits him with a left hook. Like a slap open palm or something.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
And Bellew was like,
there was some bad blood.
What's going on here?
So you allowed
it? So like he pushed him. Wow. And I thought it was a slap. It wasn't. It was a full close.
Well, he's caught him as well.
Took it well though. That's bare fist off.
That's nuts.
One of the biggest punches in the cruiserweight division ever.
Do you reckon?
And then Bellew banged him.
Is there anything. Yeah, Bellew banged him, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that fight, he was severely injured. He was still winning the fight, the first fight. I don't think he was never the same when he came back anyway. I sparred him a couple of times.
David Hay?
Yeah. He broke my head guard.
Did he?
Yeah, that was one of the times I sparred him. Like, he hit me in three shots like that, and then there was a tear up the back of the head guard. I thought it would come undone, so I went back to my corner and said,
it was like broke.
I was like, can you do that?
You don't have to. I quite like it.
And then, that was a strange experience.
What's your go-to meal after a fight?
I try and tick off. After my last fight, because I knew I wasn't going to be, I don't like think I'm going to be boxed till the end of May, and it's Christmas, so I was trying to tick off like all the takeaways, like burger, pizza.
Yeah.
I had fish and chips the other night, which is one of the last ones to tick off. Had an Indian. We've got to tick off Chinese now, and I'm done.
Chinese, yeah.
But the food at the club's good.
Oh, yeah, it's outrageous. It is outrageous.
Chef Mike again. Yeah. That's two shout-outs.
James, what's today?
Nothing to do with it, and I need to reload that.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
I had the chicken soup earlier. It was deep.
Oh, yeah. How good is that?
Fantastic, chicken actually. Yeah.
That is one of the strong ones.
No, I mean, we already had lunch before we got here.
So right, the katsu was good.
Yeah, it was nice.
Although, spicy. I had res.
Me a soup, and I was not. I'm going to say no.
No, yeah.
Yeah, the soup. What's your favourite soup? I quite like the broccoli and Stilton.
Yeah, it's nice. Do you know he doesn't put any cream or anything in it as well?
Yeah, I know. It's all the collagen. Yeah. That wonderful protein from the many birds he's put in there.
I've got a little challenge for Harry Randall.
No, it's not for Chris as well.
Depending on how well you do here, you might win a prize, all right? So, Chris, I've got a couple of notes of some sort of well-known-ish boxing personalities through the years, probably most recent to what I can remember. So, for an end, Harry Randall obviously is very talented and...
No, I'm not.
Very good at controlling his voice. He's got a couple of impersonations. And you have to guess who it is, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I didn't realize he actually had to guess who
it is. He's going to guess.
Hold on 2 seconds. Let me grab a coat. Prize in the coat. Sorry.
Yeah, so if you do well, you might get a little prize here. And this is how we're going to set out this podcast, all right? Max, you can have input where you feel. Yeah, well, maybe again. There's enough here. Max can maybe do one in a minute. Yeah, Max, but so that's boring if someone's quite good at it all the time, isn't it? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, where you?
I don't know if I'm that good at it, but we'll see.
Yeah, all right. Who do you reckon you'd like to have a stab at? No.
I'm not gonna.
All right, dib in. You can get top, bottom. They're a bit sticky because they're on post-its.
Well, top of the back. I think you can see through these.
You've got to be quite good at this.
Yeah. Okay.
Into the mic, please, so everyone can hear.
You'll do fucking nothing.
Conor McGregor.
Yes.
Oh, I was expecting a bit. That's too easy. That's too easy. I'll warm you in. There he is. Look. He's not been on juice, is he?
Yeah, he's pissing hot.
His teeth hasn't been done either.
Yeah. All right. Let's mix these up because they're all stuck together. Go on, take one of them.
It's one out of one. One for one. That's pretty good.
Oh, I quite like good this. Stuff, huh? I quite like this. Compose yourself. You need to think. You need to change your stature a bit if you're going to do this one.
I don't.
Come on.
Okay, I'm trying.
Oh, Lord.
I'm a mean man. I'm going to box the head off him. Nah, that's so bad. I wouldn't know what to say about him, though.
What was that quote?
I actually have no idea who that is.
You got one guess. Just have one guess here. Stab it.
Do you know what I'd say?
Ollie?
Other than that, I'd say Apollo Creed.
No.
Yeah, no. Mr. T.
No. Max, I think you'd be better at this.
I don't know in his quotes.
I wanted to humiliate him. I wanted to break him. I wanted to kill him. Yeah. I was so angry.
That was actually fantastic. Yeah, Max, pick another one.
Good work.
I didn't expect Rams to be that.
Genji would be.
I think Genji's actually quite good.
No. What, do you want to still have a stab at it?
Yeah, no, give him one more. He's got to have another go. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Max might take the prize instead because you've offered absolutely nothing.
No, he got the first one.
The easy one.
Hey, you know, I think it'd be a good fight. No, that's why.
Oh, come on. You were close.
The first bit was good.
Yeah.
The first bit was good.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Okay.
He's probably got it now, but
you know, it was a good fight tonight. I stuck to the plan.
McGregor. You went McGregor. But the beginning was good. I reckon you can get it.
Sorry, it's someone Scouse.
Yeah.
Why do I go Irish?
Is it a recent Scouser?
Reason, but as recent as like I'm up to date with boxing, so
yeah.
Tony Bennett.
Yes. Yeah.
There it is.
That was good. You were gonna have a stab at that? You were prepping a bit earlier.
Why do I go Irish?
It's hard though, Scouse. Tony Bellew. I actually thought
the start of it was actually very.
Do you not remember his
quote? It was a great fight.
When he jumped up.
Really good fight.
I carry power. Oh,
mate, that
I just remember him as pretty Ricky Conlon.
Do you want to pick one of these and have a stab?
Yeah, I'll guess one. Come on.
Okay. Yeah.
This is going to be terrible.
So,
this is going to be terrible.
On that one.
Oh, man.
I can't say anything. I'm not saying anything.
This is not fair. This is the one I didn't want because I can't do it very well.
You see, Chris, this is the Warrior's Code.
It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
Very good.
This is the way of the fighter.
I'm not going to answer yet because I knew it.
That was actually very good.
I don't think you would have done that with that.
Nah,
I would have loved it.
I would have been along those lines, I think. But yeah,
Chris Eubank, senior. There he is. Absolute panache, personified.
Oh, nice.
All right, do you reckon you want to have? What? There's one more. I reckon it's
Max. Let me see who it is then.
I reckon it's quite an easy one.
It is a very easy one.
Obviously, wasn't someone Irish because.
Yeah.
Have I got any famous quotes that.
No, I don't have any famous quotes.
Yeah, but there's a few words he uses and stuff like.
I'm the pride of all the travellers. I'm the king of them. I'm the greatest thing since Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali.
I don't know if it sounds like him.
It doesn't sound like
him. It doesn't sound like him, mate.
Give the right word.
Sounds like that old bird off the In-Betweeners movie.
I'm not sure if it sounds like him.
I'm going to guess.
Kitty's all bad. Now she's been fed.
Tyson Fury.
Terrible Tyson Fury.
Yeah, well, I think.
What is his accent, though?
I'd have to practice it.
He's like.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's like, mate, you did well. You got two out of three.
Yeah.
That's worthy of today's prize. Which is a signed glove by myself, mate. I know you were jealous earlier.
Heavy hands, Rans. EC knew already. He knew.
He's teed that up. Boy, that's class.
That's really, really classy. The gentleman.
Yeah, the gentleman.
Ladies and gents.
Thank you very much.
Can you just hold that up to the camera? Give me a good.
How good? How good?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Heavy hands, Rans, isn't it?
Heavy hands, Rans.
Well, don't be using those on the pitch. So the heavy hands. Yeah. No, you can't. I don't think that. That's allowed.
Get that framed?
Yeah, 100%.
I reckon you should.
Oh, how good.
All right, well, on that note, I think we'll call it there.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you for having me, gents.
It's actually been fantastic to have you down, Chris. Yeah. Thank you very much for being so open and so forthcoming. It's been good fun. Thank you very much, Rans.
Yeah,
you've actually added
you've
value.
Been unreal.
You actually added a bit of value and you haven't been as weird as you were last time.
Yes. Yeah.
And you
it's just, I held it back today.
It depends what mood you're in, doesn't it, really?
It's not like a weird time, like, to be weird. Do you know what I mean?
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird, yeah. And there we go. Yeah. Again, thank you very much. Thanks again, Max, for your
Mate,
time.
Mate, absolute pleasure. It's always an honour. Chris, thank you very much.
No, thank you guys Chris, for having me. So really appreciate it.
All the best of luck moving forward with the boxing. Hopefully we get you down when you got the belt.
Yeah. Bring your title in next time.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be delightful.
Lay it right in the front there.
Yeah, we just have it there.
Naughty.
And just leave.
Woof.
Just leave that.
Yeah. Just walk out, don't need to say anything. Hour and a half of just filming the belt. Yeah. Right, well, on that note, we'll say goodbye. That's the end. Thank you very much. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye for now.